This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here and bring up whatever you want. Kick off the second hour of the program. On the way tonight, Aria, you got a story about Apple workers in China trying to escape the factory, and I want to know more about what's going on with that, but we're still talking about yet another proclamation that cryptocurrency is dead. This is according to an article at The Spectator at the UK.
What is the name of that website? BitcoinObituary.com? Something like that?
I don't know, but there's one site that, yeah, that has been tracking all of these news stories.
Probably not all of them, because there's just so many.
It's hard.
Right?
Yeah, it's got to be hard to keep track of them.
They probably have a crawler or something that's doing it, but still, I mean, this is garbage that... I came to New Hampshire almost 4 years ago, coming up, and next month it'll be 4 years, I believe, and since I got here and was doing Call to Freedom, we've been covering stories about how crypto is dead, about how Bitcoin is dead, and 4 years later, it's basically stronger than ever. That's a weird way of dying.
Yeah, I hope we can pull up that website, because I'm curious to see if they've been continuing to notate all of these different stories. And I'm sure this isn't the only one. This is just the one that we happen to find, and thankfully it's relatively short, so we're about to finish this off. But
do they not realize how ridiculous they have to sound proclaiming that crypto is dead or Bitcoin is dead?
They're not talking to you and me. So okay. They're talking to the old financial audience, the people who still read newspapers, you know, the people out there who are just... They're not going to change their ways, likely. They probably weren't persuaded to get on board with cryptocurrency in the first place, and now they are feeling justified, right? Now it's like, aha, we knew it. We knew this was going to fail. We knew this was a scam. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's a, you know, fill in the blank, all the different insults.
On the subject of Bitcoin obituaries, there are a number of websites, evidently. 99bitcoins.com declares that it's been dead 400-plus times. However,
wow.
That is by people submitting articles that say Bitcoin is dead. So that's not an automatic process, so it's probably a bit outdated. There's also bitcoinisdead.org.
Oh, cool.
Which seems to actually have more updated information, but I don't know because it's presented in confusing ways and with graphs and stuff like that. That's going to take a minute to actually process. However, 2021, 41 alleged Bitcoin deaths, 45 if you believe Cointelegraph. So, I mean, this is the same. Just last year, they declared it dead 45 different times while it was stronger than ever through most of last year. And now it's not stronger than ever.
Oh, yeah, they're going to pile onto this one. This website you're talking about, bitcoinisdead.org, looks like its last update was February 16th. So they're a few months behind. They're going to have, I suspect, quite a few to add in the coming weeks. So here's the final thoughts from Ross Clark over at the Daily Telegraph and the Spectator. He says, cryptocurrencies are no longer making anyone rapid fortunes, are no longer protecting against inflation. Well, we've proven that those things, number one, rapid fortunes is not the point of cryptocurrencies. The point of Bitcoin, which is the original, right? That was the granddaddy of all cryptocurrencies, created by Satoshi Nakamoto in 2009. We still don't know who Satoshi Nakamoto is, whether it's a man or a woman or a group of people or an alien or, you know, God himself. It has not been revealed at this point.
I mean, but you laugh, but it's not impossible. It wouldn't be the weirdest religious idea I've ever heard, that Bitcoin was divine revelation directly from God.
I actually tend to believe that. I mean, that's true.
Moses was given the Ten Commandments on the mountain, and those were good, but they weren't great. They didn't do anything to actually prevent people from committing murder.
Yeah.
Now we have widespread murder on a global scale, and we have Bitcoin, which it doesn't just say thou shalt not commit murder. It says, hey, this is a way where people can't commit murder.
We can avoid funding that murder by shifting over to the use of cryptocurrencies. But the point of Bitcoin wasn't ever to make somebody a rapid fortune. Some people got lucky here and there over the years with crypto pump and dumps or whatever.
The Rapid Fortune thing, that was the meme stocks. Like the GameStops and the AMC theaters.
Yeah.
And, you know,
Shiba Inu.
Speaking of all of those, the people who made a bunch of money with the GameStop stocks and all of that, they're not doing so well these days either. If just everyone is hurting. It's not new to cryptocurrency. It's not unique to cryptocurrency, and it's not unique to stocks.
We've proven that he's absolutely wrong when he says it's about protecting against inflation, or that they're no longer, he says, protecting against inflation. It's total garbage. Bitcoin is up over 360-something percent since the first welfare check, the crypto welfare, COVID welfare check came out back in 2020. And he says, finally, and governments are working out how to find them. What exactly is the attraction? Well, let's answer that one. Aria, what's the attraction to cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin?
It defangs the government. It keeps them from being able to pay for their wars, their dropping of bombs, their widespread murder, and their devastation of people locally and around the world. Because they, in order to pay for these things, they have to create their own currency, which they then inflate, because they can't. If we were being taxed, if the average American were actually being taxed in a way to pay for these trillions of dollars being spent to war, there would be revolts in the streets. Politicians would be getting tarred and feathered, if not beheaded, because the tax rate would be something like 80-90% of income taxes just going to pay for these wars. So in order to hide that, the government just inflates the currency. And if they don't control the currency, then they can't inflate the currency. And that's the biggest, most valuable thing that Bitcoin does. It gives us a way of having value in a way that, one, they can't take, in the way that they can just break into your home and take your gold. If you have, you know, 10 pounds of gold sitting in your basement, that's relatively easy to find. But if you have 10 Bitcoins,
a lot harder.
It's a lot harder, and it's not. It can be arranged so that it's completely impossible for the government to take that from you, short of, you know, torturing you or something like that. And that's always a possibility when you're dealing with governments who are desperate to maintain their power.
And that's, they are desperate, and that is something they're doing. They are attacking cryptocurrency in a variety of different ways right now, and that is going to be dissuasive to some people, right? Like to hear about the federal government is going to regulate stable coins, or is going to regulate crypto or whatever. There's a lot of talk about there.
I think to the average person, those are good things, though. That's legitimizing cryptocurrency, right? Because that's
not true.
They look to the state on what is legitimate and what isn't legitimate. They're like, oh, I don't trust this fly-by-night bank or this whatever. Yeah. Oh, but then the government says, hey, we're regulating this now. And they're like, oh, okay, well, I trust that. Like Coinbase, they don't trust local Bitcoins or the people buying and selling on local Bitcoins, but Coinbase, my goodness, they trust Coinbase.
Yeah, that's a good point. The average person may actually have their affinity increased by regulation of crypto. I was thinking more from our perspective that
regulation is unwanted. Yeah, we're like, oh, this is terrible.
Unwanted. he says, so what exactly is the attraction? I got to agree with you, Aria, on your point about fostering peace. Of course, that's the reason why, primary reason why the Shire Free Church got into helping foster the idea of Bitcoin, because it is directly affecting the ability for the individual to save themselves, to save and keep their hands from being bloodied by touching the evil war monies of the world, the fiat currencies like the dollar, like the euro, like the ruble, you know, you fill in the blank, the Russian ruble, for instance. So giving people an alternative, something that the bankers cannot do anything about. The bankers do not make any money off of. Whereas normally if you were to send a financial transaction prior to Bitcoin, some banker is going to get a piece of that. And then the government's going to get a piece of it later on. And
what people don't realize is that these banks, their pockets are heavy on both sides of the equation here. The Wells Fargo was heavily invested. The George W. Bush's, all of these major banks, they have tons of Nazi gold. That's the most obvious example, right?
Sure.
But it was true.
And they funded both sides of wars.
Yeah, and they benefited no matter which side won.
He goes on, he says, they are clearly little more than a pyramid scheme. Machines for redistributing wealth from players who are late into the gold rush to those who were early. And like all other pyramid schemes, they have a brief and finite life. Many of these new get-rich-quick schemes, like NFTs, have already come and gone. And we were critical of the NFT from day one. So I mean,
I don't think anyone here on the show actually was like, I don't know, they sound pretty good. I like them.
There are definitely some pyramid schemes in the world of cryptocurrency. There's no doubt about that. There are a ton of pump and dump, get rich quick scams, wealth redistribution programs. There's like network marketing companies that are just straight up pyramid schemes with cryptocurrency. There's some of them that are just totally fictitious, like OneCoin, which was a total scam and scammed people out of billions of dollars. So it is definitely a world in which you do need to do your due diligence and you do need to do research. But to say that crypto itself is a pyramid scheme, I gotta disagree, but we'll continue and you can share your thoughts with us here. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. 800-516-1160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Arya.
Join us online anytime you want. We have our social media platform, and you can join it over at social.freetalklive.com. That's social.freetalklive.com. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts of the show over at social.freetalklive.com. Unlike Twitter and Facebook, our site is not run by a big tech mega corporation, and so you've got way more freedom to speak at social.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Bad Slave. He's on the line in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
It occurs to me that, cryptocurrency, the more prominent ones that, I've shown to be able to back up their claims and stuff like that, that this is, a huge risk to governments. All of us in the liberty movement, migration that's going on are people that get that governments have been overpowered. They've been given, carte blanche and no accountability and all of this stuff. It all, and they've been lying through the, mainstream media.
The cryptocurrency world is an excellent way of addressing those concerns. I mean, just the last year and a half or so where I haven't even been allowed to use cryptocurrency, if I was to able to just jump back in the cryptocurrency world right now, there's so much of a backlog there for me to learn, like Cardano and Solara and all of these other coins. They weren't even getting talked about a year ago, and now they're in like the top 10, the top 5, I think Solana, whatever it is.
I don't know anything about it. I've heard that it's centralized and that its servers have gone down.
That's not the one I'm thinking of. It's the one that Trump's wife had her NFT on.
That was it, Solana.
It was? Yeah. Okay.
So, I've heard bad things about it.
It's one of the top 3, isn't it? Or one of the top 5, something like that.
In the top 10.
And like, in the top 10. It wasn't even getting talked about in March of last year. So there's tremendous amounts of progress being made in cryptocurrency. Not all of it good.
Well, and that's the thing, is whenever the price of crypto goes down, and it does from time to time, there's just the natural progression of things. Whenever it goes down, development continues. It may be true that people are freaking out, selling Bitcoin, they're leaving the market or whatever. It doesn't matter what the holders are doing, whether they're selling or they're buying. What matters is this going to continue into the future? And yes, of course it is. This person in this article doesn't believe so. They think that crypto is dead, which is absolutely ridiculous. These people are developing as we speak. It does not matter to the brains behind cryptocurrency whether or not the price is up or the price is down. They're in this for the long term. This isn't some get-rich-quick scheme. And they are going to continue to make new products, new services, new technologies, upgrade the existing cryptos that are out there. I know that I've heard that Monero and Bitcoin Cash have hard forks coming up. They're going to be upgrading their services and that sort of thing. Thor Chain.
That's regular for Bitcoin Cash, so they do one of these regularly.
Yep, and they're not going to stop just because the price drops 50%. So that's the important thing to take away here is the geeks that are behind the scenes, the programmers, the brilliant minds behind cryptocurrency, they are doubling down. They are
continuing. And it's not just them. The diehard supporters, the actual people who are invested for not financial reasons, but for philosophical and religious reasons into cryptocurrency, we're going to be here regardless.
Yes, that's right.
I don't care if the value of Bitcoin drops down to 1 cent per. Realistically, in the grand scheme of things, no, but I think that would probably be good for Bitcoin. It would be good for cryptocurrency as a whole, and it would be good for Bitcoin.
If it dropped to 1 cent?
Yes.
Why would that be good?
Because it would make it more accessible to the masses. So the big name brand Bitcoin would suddenly
would
be something
buy?
That every individual could own multiple whole
I know
Bitcoins.
That, but Arya, if it were to go that low, there'd be a lot of people who would not purchase because they would be, if they would see that huge drop. I mean, first of all, that's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to
Bitcoin's
happen.
Bitcoin's either going to go to zero or it's going to be worth a lot of money. I don't know how much it's going to be worth.
It would also chase a lot of these miners out, the ones who are creating using, you know, empty blocks and stuff like that to drive up the transaction fees in Bitcoin.
I don't think there are empty blocks on Bitcoin.
That's empty may not be the word I'm looking for, but it's null transactions, basically where they send themselves the amount of money that they're going to get back out of mining the block.
I've not heard about that.
It's been a solid 2 years since I heard about this happening.
I think that might be getting a little too technical. Bad Slave, anything else you want to share?
Well, I wanted to kind of bring up the Croydon thing.
You're talking about the school board. We talked about this a few nights ago, the day that it happened. I think it was Saturday night. The school board in Croydon, New Hampshire, which had had a huge success, or at least what people thought was a success, has been reversed. A few months ago, a Free Stater went to the town meeting or the school board meeting or whatever and proposed that they cut the budget in half from the school board. And he came with a persuasive argument. He came with graphs and a flyer for all the people in attendance and persuaded the people at this meeting to vote to cut the school budget in half, which is an amazing thing.
That is amazing. Right?
And then what happened was the statists in town doubled their activity, tripled or quadrupled it or whatever, and they found a loophole. They found a way to call a special meeting to undo what happened at the town meeting. And they called that special meeting, and they got more than half of the town's voters to show up at this meeting. You had to get at least half. And they got way more than half, and they got like 330-something votes to 2 votes to undo that ballot measure. So the full budget is back in place. It's a major setback for the activism there in the town of Croydon, which had sort of been this glimmering, you know, lamp of liberty, right? Here in New Hampshire is this example of all these Free Staters had moved into town, and that's where Bardo Farms are, and there's been all these wonderful stories coming out from their school
board. It's still a wonderful story, though, because it shows that, you know, that's probably where we've been most successful in creating a situation where the status had to come out in numbers and push back.
But they did. That's the problem. We're not there yet, right?
Like, they're always going to come back in numbers and push back. And until they're just completely demotivated and they're no longer willing to fight, they're going to do that.
Oh, yeah. But that's the point of the story, is that we're not there yet. We don't have enough thousands of people here. We're good. Like, we're the strongest libertarian movement anywhere on the planet, and we're having amazing success stories. We've got dozens of people in the state house, but it's not enough. We need to have half the state house. We need to have enough people to be able to defend against statism like this. And as you say, we've got to tire these people out, basically. And thank you, Bad Slave, for bringing it up tonight. We have to tire these people out and frustrate them to the point where they give up and they move to Vermont or they move to New York or Massachusetts and they're no longer here.
I mean, it sounds terrible to say that we have to tire them out, but I mean, realistically, that's what we have to do. They're motivated by violence and the hateful apparatus that is the state, and that's just not very motivating. It's not very inspiring.
Well, that's not what they said in this case. In this case, it was for the children.
Well, they're deluded, right? You expect crazy people to say crazy things.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We got plenty of time for you if you want to join us here. A few more thoughts about cryptocurrency and then Apple factory workers trying to escape under tyranny. We'll talk.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is signing into law the Ukraine Democracy Defense Lend-Lease Act, which would allow the United States and its allies to provide weapons and other resources to Ukraine as they defend themselves against Russia's ongoing invasion. The president explaining why the United States is continuing its support of Ukraine.
The cost of the fight is not cheap. Caving to aggression is even more costly. That's why we're staying in this.
Under the program, the United States guarantees all shipments to Ukraine per their request will be replaced or reimbursed. Police in Alabama say the escaped prison inmate and the prison guard accused of helping him escape are in custody. Police say jailer Vicky White and inmate Casey White were captured in Indiana during a car pursuit and subsequent wreck. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Last Monday, Politico published a leaked draft majority opinion to overturn Roe versus Wade. 13 states are preparing to enact immediate abortion bans, and 13 more could quickly follow suit if the Supreme Court decides to overturn the abortion law. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says women should be able to decide.
The children of this generation should have not have fewer rights than their grandparents had. You can have your own views on the issue. There should be the freedom for each woman to decide with her doctor, with her religious leader.
A new report is out regarding birth rates in the United States.
Over the past 30 years, birth rates have declined for women in their 20s. And jumped up for women in their 30s and 40s. That's according to a new report from the U.S. Census Bureau. The trend has pushed the median age of U.S. women giving birth from 27 to 30, the highest on record. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us here at 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight is Ian.
And Aria.
That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. Download episodes of the show that go back for years. You can go to freetalklive.com to find those. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts, with a few more comments on the latest proclamation of the death of cryptocurrency. Got a little bit more about that, and then what's happening with Apple workers trying to escape from the factory, apparently. Aria's got a story about that. But first, she's Sarah in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, I just wanted to mention about all the stupid things that people do to camp out and wait and stand in line to do all these things.
Like what?
Like concerts.
Concerts.
Like concerts and sports, watching games, right? Sports games, football games, baseball games.
So let me interject here real quick, Sarah, because I've seen this sort of thing on television shows, but having gone to a large number of musical events and concerts, not really so many sporting events, I've never actually seen anyone camping out to go to one of these things.
Are you just talking about people standing in any old line, or are you talking about camping out?
No, I'm talking about camping out, and I know they camp out to vote, like in the Carolinas or something like that.
Wow, what a waste
of
time.
They have like a big party. Well, I mean, that's fun. It's amazing. I mean, but actually, I think it does make sense. They get so excited. They have a rally. They have a party. They have a music. And they
have
speakers.
Excited to vote.
Well,
total losers.
They pay them a chicken dinner. I think there was a chicken dinner behind all this. Somebody pays for it to do all
that's
this.
That's illegal, by the way, to pay people to vote. Just so you know, Sarah, if somebody's paying you to vote, they're committing probably a felony in that particular case.
But, I mean, not
so hold on.
Vote,
are you saying you understand the attraction of sleeping out in a tent to go vote, but you don't understand why someone would camp out to get concert tickets or to get sporting event tickets?
And also to go shopping. What is that? There's a big sale, the Black Friday sale or some. Yeah, those kind
almost
of sales.
No one camps out for that.
Okay, not that one, but they trample in and beat themselves up or whatever. Yeah. They hurt themselves trying to go in and buy something. Is there any other dumb things that people camp out for?
Well, you didn't answer my question, Sarah. I was asking you, do you feel like, are you saying you understand why someone would camp out to go and vote, but you don't understand why someone would camp out to get a ticket to a concert or a sporting event?
Yeah, I see the value in voting. I don't see the value in all this other nonsense.
So you don't really like fun, right? You don't really like doing things outside of your apartment or your trailer or whatever. You don't understand that?
Well, but, I mean, to me, fun means, like, to do politics for me. Like, get out the vote or getting involved with politics or going to writing letters.
I think a lot of people would consider that pretty dull, Sarah. And I'm somebody who does think that activism is important. So, I understand the importance
of it. I agree that activism can be fun.
It can be. If you're doing it the right way, it can be.
Well, I mean,
but a lot of it is pretty rough.
So different. Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, fun for one person is work and monotonous and boring for other people.
Is that
people,
because
like,
you think that it's fun to try to control other people? Is that what's exciting about politics for you? Because the reason why we're involved in it is to try to stop the state from being able to control other peaceful people. And that's the only reward, is if we could ever be successful in some degree to doing that, then it will be worth the effort. But for you, you want to advocate for more red light cameras and speeding tickets and more regulations and trolleys and all kinds of mandates to be shoved down people's throats. And you get your jollies off of whenever the state creates a new program, right?
Well, you know what I think is something genetic? I had politicians in my family. I think a lot of this is, it used to be work for my ancestors, so it's actually genetic. I don't even know why I do it. I just have fun.
Have you ever been to a concert in your life?
Well, I've been to several concerts that people paid for or whatever, some singing concert, but I never was that much interested.
You don't care about music?
Party.
You're not interested in music, the universal language?
Music. I enjoy music, but I mean, not fanatical.
Give me an example. Give me a favorite. Do you have a favorite band or one of your favorites?
So I enjoy a good instrumental. I enjoy a lot of music.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I
can you name
piano,
an instrumental?
Instrumental. A lot of I listen to a lot of songs on the radio, and they're just incredible how they come up with. It takes a lot of talent.
Can you think of a band name or a somebody who produced one of the instrumentals that you've enjoyed?
Like, I don't even listen to classical music, but
I know a couple of bands, but I don't really have a particular band. But I was in the Breaking Bad store here, and I heard them.
You were in the Breaking Bad store?
Can you just name a band, like, any band who's ever existed in human history? Can you just name one?
No. What I'm saying is that the music to this Breaking Bad movie was really very creative. I was like, is this the Breaking Bad movie music?
Okay, so you can hear, when you hear music, you can appreciate the creativity, but in your entire life, you cannot think of one band name that you've ever heard of.
No, I heard a lot of the bands.
Can
like,
you name one?
I'm trying to put the name, the... Well, Axl Rose, Guns N' Roses.
All right. Thanks for the call, Sarah.
Wow, that was painful, man. I was honestly not convinced that she was going to be able to do it for me.
I didn't think so either.
And then she actually knows not just a band, but one of the people in that band.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Wow. All right. I could have kept going with it, but that was enough.
Yeah,
Sarah, for tonight.
I am pleased that she was finally able to name a single band.
But
it took us a while to get there, though.
She can't understand why somebody would want to go and pay $100 to see Axl Rose sing. I mean, I don't know why.
I don't get that one. I mean, if they were in the area and they were opening for someone, But, I mean, I wouldn't go to see them in the same way I wouldn't go to see, like, Breaking Benjamin or something, but they're there. I'm not going to, like, leave. Like, gosh, these guys are too bad. I'm not going to sit through this.
You're not going to go out of your way, though, to see Guns N' Roses.
No, that's why I like these music festivals so much, because they do have so many of these bands. And I'm like, okay, I wouldn't go out of my way to go see them, but they're already going to be there, so why not check them out?
They're there. Okay, sure.
But, like, Black Label Society is one great example of this. You know, Zakk Wylde, awesome guitar player. Black Label Society makes some really hardcore metal songs. Mm-hmm. And I like them, but I would never, you know, pay $50 and drive to Albany or New York City or Boston
just
to go
see
them.
Yeah.
But they're going to be at this festival that I'm going to. Yeah, I'll check them out.
So, this Crypto is Dead story, the final thoughts here from Ross Clark. He's a columnist over at The Spectator and The Daily Telegraph. He says crypto is dead and is saying that it is a pyramid scheme. And we've heard this one before. We've heard this before, that cryptocurrency is a pyramid scheme. And that in a pyramid scheme, by the way, you are usually given some sort of a promise.
And
there's a promise with cryptocurrency.
In a pyramid scheme, there's no product, right? There's no actual product. The only
in a true pyramid scheme, yeah, there's no product. It's just moving money around.
Well, here there's Bitcoin. There's an actual product.
Sure.
Or whatever cryptocurrency.
Yep, that's true. In a classic Ponzi scheme, which we've heard Bitcoin been called a Ponzi scheme in the past, Ponzi made promises to people. Charles Ponzi told people that they were going to make a bunch of money. I don't remember what the promise rate was, but it was crazy, right?
Like, well, some of them probably did make some pretty good money.
They did. It was too good to be true kind of rates, and people did make money, and that was what helped him, because he could point to the people that were early in and say, oh, look, well, these guys made all this money, and so you can get in, you'll make that money. And people did make money until there weren't enough people to get into the scheme anymore, and the price, ultimately, it all had to come crashing down. We can talk a little bit more about that. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. The number is 603-283-6160. And the price of Bitcoin will not go up forever. There's more coming up here.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian and Aria in the studio tonight. Join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. Don't forget about our chat server. It's a Matrix chat server, which means it's open source, self-hosted, and federated. Federated means it's connected with the rest of the Fediverse, or in this case, thousands of other Matrix servers all around the planet. So if you want to talk to other people on other Matrix servers, you can do that through ours. Over at chat.freetalklive.com is where you get the step-by-step instructions on how to join. That's chat.freetalklive.com. And by the way, our chat server, the Matrix server, we now have the ability to do voice and video calling, and when you do this, it's only with one other person, so if you have a room with multiple people in it, you have to use Jitsi still for multiple people, but if you have just a one-on-one conversation, you can start a voice and or video call direct with that person. There's only negotiation of who's where that goes through the server. The actual video and audio, as I understand it, goes direct point to point.
That's awesome because It's also Element or Matrix. I mean, doesn't it use encryption?
So if I believe it does. I would be surprised if it doesn't, but I can't say I'm 100% sure.
I know some of the it may be a toggle feature where you have to turn on the encryption or something like that. It may not be on by default, but I know that Matrix, certain aspects of it do support encryption.
The rooms, by default, one-to-one, I believe, are encrypted.
So
I think
it would be a pleasant development to hear that there is, you know, chat software out there that allows direct video, peer-to-peer encrypted communication.
I believe Jitsi does that too. For the record, yeah, I believe Jitsi is also encrypted. But of course, the more people you have in your conversation, the more likely you've got an infiltrator. That's, so keep that in mind.
That's always true.
But anyway, go to chat.freetalklive.com. We were talking about the last attack here, the most recent hit against cryptocurrency. Ross Clark at the Spectator saying crypto is dead. He says it's boring. He says people don't make any money anymore. It doesn't help with inflation, and he's just straight up lying, and it's ridiculous. But the final attack from him is to call cryptocurrency a pyramid scheme, saying that it's a simple wealth redistribution from people who were late to the gold rush to those who were early. And if all you consider cryptocurrency to be is an investment vehicle, then you might have an argument there. That is to say that people that got in early certainly will do better than people that got in late, right? Like if you got in.
That's always true.
Yeah, if you got in when crypto was a dollar, when Bitcoin was a dollar, and now it's $30,000. Well,
I can't even imagine.
You've done very, very well for yourself.
Yeah.
Right? 30,000 times what it was originally you're investing. If, on the other hand, you get in at $30,000 and it only goes to $300,000 before it never goes higher, right? Because as I said, at some point, Bitcoin will stop going up, likely. If it ever finds its sort of market level, or if it ever gets that equilibrium where people are like, yeah, I think Bitcoin should be worth this, and the market just believes something about it. I don't know if it ever will happen.
I tend to think it will reach a point where the fluctuations are so minor.
It stays within a range of something. So if it ever does get to that, let's say $300,000 is the top. Well, you've only 10x'd. Right? Only. I mean, that's still great, right? Like, for anybody that can pull off a 10x on an investment, that's pretty awesome. But obviously, it's nothing like getting in at a dollar or $10.
And for the record, I think that it's going to be way beyond $300,000. You know, I can't make predictions. I don't know what's going to happen in the future. But based on the 21 million that could ever exist of Bitcoin, and the fact that there's like 8 trillion people in the world right now, it's already true that if you have 0.27 bitcoins, you own more Bitcoin than 99. You're in the top 1%.
Of Bitcoin holders?
Yes.
So, wow.
And that's 0.27.
Wow.
Right? And at those rates, we're looking at mass adoption. We're looking at adoption right now of like 5% in the United States. The most Western of Western countries.
Hardly anyone has it.
So if you factor in all of these things and you look at, you know, what if we actually did have it where 70% of the world population, or at least the Western population, was interested and wanted Bitcoin? You had 70% demand versus the 5% demand we see today.
Now, just to be fair, 5% includes all demographics. If you narrow it down to Gen Z, I bet you it goes up to 1 out of 4 or something like that.
It probably does.
It's higher.
But I suspect it's going to be significantly higher than 30,000 or 300,000. I suspect it's going to be something in the range of $30 million per.
We don't know.
No, I'm just speculating.
But that's you touched on a really important point, and that Bitcoin is a product. These investor types, they don't understand why Bitcoin is valuable. They just say, oh, it's a tulip craze. People are just piling in. It's just crazy. No, there's a reason why Bitcoin is valuable, and it touches back on what we were saying before. Most people aren't getting into it because it enhances peace in the world. Most people aren't getting into it because of our reasons of wanting to get the cut the money man, or the bankers and the governments out of the picture of money, and cut out the middleman and give the individual power over their own wealth. I don't think that's the
reason. Another important aspect that we didn't really talk about was allowing an individual to actually have control of their own money.
For the first time ever.
Yeah, because that's unusual. That's rare. It's never really happened before. And when it did, it was gold or something like that. That was kind of clunky and high risk.
Yeah, you couldn't send gold over the internet.
But this is what you use to secure your family's food. This is what you use to buy gasoline. This is what you use to live your life as some form of, quote, money.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trusting that to these institutions that have over and over throughout human history proven they cannot be trusted with that responsibility. Bitcoin, for the first time, cuts them out of the equation, and it gives you direct control over your financial future. You don't have to rely on governments to not screw you over. You don't have to rely on banks to not screw you over. All you have to do is not screw yourself over. You can feed your family for the first time in human history without begging a government's permission.
Right.
That's
such an important
point.
That's
Bitcoin.
And I don't know how many people are into Bitcoin for that reason. But ultimately, that's the reason why a lot of us care so much about this. The peace aspect and the individual empowerment aspect of cryptocurrencies. Those are the reasons why. Cutting out the middleman in any business deal. If you can cut out the middleman, you're doing better, right? You're getting a better deal. You're getting closer to the manufacturer. You get a better price, etc. Better service. And so it's important to do that. And so that's what's happening here. That's the product. The product is the ability to be able to send value point to point directly without having to ask permission, without having any middleman who can shut you down and say, no, you can't do that. Oh, we say you can't. I'm sorry, ma'am. We're just not going to be able to service you today. Oh, you didn't fill out the right forms. You didn't jump through all these hoops. Oh, you don't have the fee to pay this? $30? Sorry, we can't help you.
Most people have never dealt with banks on that level, to be fair. The average person has never had to deal with the bank saying, oh, well, we're not actually going to process your payment. They see the sign that says if you deposit a check after 2 p.m., it won't actually be credited until tomorrow. But there's no ramification of that. It has no direct effect on them. They know banks are slow and they're tedious and they're silly, but it doesn't affect them on a real-world basis. Eventually, it will, because we're already seeing now where the average transaction that has to be reported is down to
$600
from $10,000. Yeah, so your little $500 paycheck is very soon going to be one of these things that you deposit it, and it's actually legitimately not available until the next day.
Now they're going to tell the government about all that stuff. So that's the product. It's the ability to be able to transfer wealth from individual to individual. That is never going to change. That is what Bitcoin does. That is what all these other cryptocurrencies, some of them do it better, like Dash or maybe Bitcoin Cash or some of the others out there, eCash, etc. They do a better job of it. A lot of them do it for cheaper, and Dash has 51% attack protections, and there's a bunch of different innovations out there, Stellar, Lumen. There's so many different cool cryptocurrencies. As I said, the development continues. It doesn't matter whether the price is up or the price is down, whereas what cool developments have come from the dollar in the last 20 years?
Nothing. All of the developments that we've seen in the financial space have been developed to get around the limitations of the dollar and the banking system, like PayPal.
Yeah.
As we talked about recently, was partially founded by Elon Musk. Same with Cash App and Jack Dorsey.
Old news. PayPal's 20-year-old news now, 25-year-old news.
Yeah, but it wouldn't exist if not for the limitations of the dollar and us needing the world needing a way to get around those limitations. Yeah. So PayPal was invented, and the dollar itself hasn't innovated anything. It's never going to innovate anything. It's just we have a free market that responds to the limitations of the dollar and creates these band-aids that allow us to continue using the dollar, even though it's not suitable to what we actually need to use it for. That's so, essentially what PayPal is, a band-aid on how broken and useless the U.S. dollar is.
So people like this Ross Clark attacking Bitcoin, calling it a pyramid scheme, it's just straight-up libel. It's nonsense, and they are attacking something because they don't understand it. He just thinks it's an investment, and it's not. It's a completely new form of transacting between individuals that is never going away. It's here to stay. Whether the bankers like it or not, whether the governments of the world like it or not, they're going to try to hurt it, they're going to try to threaten people, they're going to try to put people in prison cells, and they're never going to succeed in the long run. But it may get a little
ugly. You can kill the revolutionary, but you can't kill the revolution.
Yep. The idea is out there, and this idea is open source and can be copied infinitely and made better. All right, more coming up here. We'll get into the Apple story, the Apple factory, what's going on in China. 603-283-61.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.